Ebony K. Williams, attorney and host. Welcome to Holden Court, where we analyze the latest legal headlines that everybody's already talking about. But we dig deep into how the courts impact the culture. We break it all down, going straight from gavel to your newsfeed. And every week, we keep it 100. Right, Dustin?
That's right, E. Let's hold court.
Dustin Ross, how are you, dear?
I'm wonderful. My cup feels so full, well, literally, because they just brought us the water. But
we appreciate you, Suki.
Yes, thank you.
I want to get straight to it today because we're going to do three stories that are different, Dustin, but they all relate to the same thing.
Okay.
The cost of not bringing your ass to court.
Oh, shit.
It's going to cost when you play with the court's time. I'm here to tell you. Mm. Have you ever heard of the term an FTA? Does that ring a bell to you?
No.
Okay, that's because you're a good law.
I know FTD is the flowers. What is FTA?
I was like, you're a good law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that's why.
That is why. You don't want to hear about it.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So during my public defender days, FTA is a term we use to represent failure to appear. Mm. And it's a very common thing. Every day folks getting FTAs. And here's the thing about an FTA. They always come with a warrant.
Uh-oh.
When you're in criminal court. So we're going to talk about that because one of these young ladies who, I'm going to be honest, I wasn't that familiar with, Asian Doll.
Oh, I'm familiar. Don't worry. See, this is where we balance each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got you.
It's called compliment. Mm-hmm. Okay, Asian
yes.
Doll.
Yes, Ebony. Yes, yes.
Complimentary relationship.
Yes.
Asian Doll did not know she had warrants out. And that's a real thing. That's a common thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all out there right now got warrants out and don't even know it. So we'll get into that. But her warrant was, yes, it was a result of one of these FTAs, one of these failure to appear.
Okay.
But before we get to her, and then later on we're going to get to Mr. Todrick and his failure to appear in court. Different situation, but still another absence. Mm-hmm. They cost him. Mm-hmm. I want to start with Antonio Brown. Now, I really hate talking about Antonio Brown. I'm going to be honest with you. I really do. I really, really do. We've been talking about Antonio Brown in this way ever since State of the Culture. Shout out to Revolt. Shout out to Bet on Black and Revolt.
Shout out to Revolt and State of the Culture. You used to do your damn thing on there, Evan.
Yeah, and you're doing your damn thing right now on Mondays.
Thank you, my friend.
Bet on Black.
Thank you. Shout out to Bet on Black, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Only on Revolt.
Okay.
Okay, listen.
Thank you, Evan.
Because we do what? Cross-promote here.
Thank you, Evan.
So Antonio Brown... I want to say this before I start with these facts. Do we know of any diagnosed mental illness when it comes to Antonio Brown?
I don't.
Okay. So maybe it hasn't gotten that far. I'm not even trying to be. I'm saying that to say this. Nobody with reasonable mind and consciousness, no, Dustin, can look at this grown man and the, for lack of a better term, I'm going to say this, the choices that he has made. Mm-hmm. Over the past several years, everything, y'all know what it is, the running on the field with the no shirt, the talking the shit about this team and that team and the owners and the quarterback, and think there's not something going on. And I'm going to leave that there. Now, to these legal facts. Right now, we're talking about the fact that Antonio Brown has been ordered to pay not a little bit of money, a lot of money.
Yeah.
$1.2 million. And I don't care who you are and how much you make.
That's a lot of money.
$1.2 million is a lot of money. He has to pay this for a failure to appear in court, ultimately. What did he do? Okay, let's go to the root cause. A few years ago, back in 2020, Antonio Brown was sued by a man named Anton. Mm-hmm. to be grown to be named Anton.
Okay.
Anton.
Antonio and Anton.
Anton and Antonio. Anton Tumanov, okay? Mm-hmm. This was a man who claimed that Antonio Brown beat him up while he was attempting to make a delivery to Antonio Brown's home. This was back when he was playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Broward County, Florida, back in 2020. Now, the lawsuit claimed that Antonio Brown damaged this man's vehicle and also, like, literally put his hands on him, physically hit this man multiple times, beat him up real bad, causing severe bodily injuries. That's legal terminology. So that was in the civil suit. So two things happened in this case. There was a criminal charge and a civil charge. So for the criminal charge, which is, that's how you know it's real, you know, that little suit, maybe. But, you know, when a DA feels as if there is enough probable cause to bring criminal charges against you, you know you got a problem.
Yeah.
And that was the case here. So he received three criminal charges after Anton took it to law enforcement. Antonio did end up entering a guilty plea. Where he agreed to probation, basically a deferred prosecution program. That's what he entered into. So he kind of entered a plea, mm-hmm. was on probation, probably paid some money, agreed to be on good behavior, and ultimately those charges have been dropped. Mm-hmm. But they were charges. Now, let's talk about this civil suit. This suit was filed after the criminal part, Dustin. He filed this suit just in 2020.
Okay.
And Antonio thought it was not important enough to go to court. Apparently. Forgot. Whatever the reason, there was a civil court date. You knew that this was severe enough, Antonio, that you had already had to enter a criminal diversion plea yeah. around it. You had a civil court date around the same issue, which is common. And you didn't go for whatever the reason. Because you didn't go, the trial went on without you. This is important because a lot of y'all think that if I don't go, it goes away. Mm-mm. You know, if I don't go, they'll reset it for me. Mm-mm. I've heard people think that before. I'm not ready to handle this for whatever reason. I don't have the money. I don't have my lawyer together. I need childcare, babysitter. I got to work. Whatever the reason. I'm not saying there's not real reasons that people can't or don't want to go to court, does
it? Right.
What I'm telling you is this. If you think you not going to court that day is going to stop anything in that judge's courtroom from continuing with the business of the court, you are mistaken.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to happen is that they're going to say, is the plaintiff here? Is the defendant here? And they're going to proceed with that evidentiary offering. The lawyers that are present are going to do what they do. And that's what happened here, Dustin. That case went on without Antonio even being there, with no legal representation whatsoever. And the jury found Antonio liable, you know, because there was no case
where
from his
was
side.
He? Wyoming? On Kanye West
Ranch?
He's
on the ranch.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, but I ain't going to say nothing. Can we take us a little ranch vacation? I want to go to Jackson Hole.
I would love
Let's
that.
Do
if
that.
Nothing else, just to plan the outfits ahead of time.
I was just going to say, I actually yeah. think that would be a cute little spinoff for us.
Let's do it. We could do some content out
some
there.
Some holding court. Mm-hmm. Eb and Dustin go to Jackson Hole.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
We doing that. But anyway, wherever his black ass was, mm-hmm. he was found liable
for... Up Kanye
for...
West's ass. And you see, that's what happened.
Is that a thing? Mm-hmm. Those two... And see, my senses
very
was
much
going
so.
There.
He's been very vocal about, you know, his support of Kanye West quite recently. Over the past few years, he has been one of the leading talking heads regarding Kanye West and his new antics. So... Yeah, a match made in hell.
I was going to say, not a match made in hell. Mm-hmm. Birds of a feather, right? Yep. Oh, my God. They always find each other. Like for like.
Hmm.
Okay. While your ass was not present, the judge and jury went on. Jury did find, it was a jury trial, found you liable for $407,000. That's just for past and future medical.
Hmm.
Okay, so this is often how civil trials are. They bifurcate the award. Then almost doubled it, $793,000 for both past and future pain and suffering. So that's like, you know, that's the actual impact. Like that's, I'm actually hurting.
Yeah.
The other, the $400,000 is for what I have to pay out. Those are my expenses. The $800,000 almost is for the way you made me feel physically and emotionally. You got to pay for that too. So that's about $1.2 million, Dustin. And that is all because you, for whatever reason, decided you didn't want to go, decided it wasn't important, thought it was going to get dismissed. A lot of people are so stupid, they think the case will get dismissed if both parties aren't there. No, I've heard it. And I feel bad. I'm not calling none of y'all jurors stupid. But
I am. If you think that not going to court means that your case is going to get dismissed, you're stupid.
But I've heard it.
From some stupid motherfuckers. Straight up, you got to be dumb if you think that like yeah. not showing up absolves you from some, you know,
yeah, like
legal response.
Both people aren't here. Guess we'll throw this one away.
Honey.
Also, I've heard not showing up again. They'll just move my date. I'll get a new court date. No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
Now, let me tell you something. If you are not prepared, let's give the folks some tangible facts.
Yeah.
If you're not prepared to move forward with the court presenting at a particular time. What you can try to do, mm-hmm. and I'm saying try because mm-hmm. the shit don't always work. What you can do yourself or through legal counsel, go to court
mm-hmm.
and raise your hand, Your Honor, when it's the defendant here, the plaintiff here, Your Honor, I am not prepared to proceed today because, and you better have a good reason.
You better.
It can't be no bullshit. It's got to be, I've not been able to attain an attorney. It better be, I'm sick, I'm this. A real reason. and I would like to ask the court for a continuance. And if the judge is so inclined, I say if, you might get a new court date. But that's the procedure, y'all. You can't just no-show and then think you can come back on the back end. I think that's been a theme of the last couple shows. Folks trying to do some shit on the back end. No back end dealings, y'all.
None. None.
You got to do the work up front. So then you go to court, or you have your lawyer go to court, depending on your situation. Because sometimes you have to go with your lawyer, and you got to check out your case on that, y'all. And it varies by jurisdiction. Sometimes you can just send your lawyer. You know, I'm stressed. You know, we talked about it. Dustin and I are not made for litigation. Mm-mm. Okay, we get stressed out.
No.
So if it's a situation like that, I'd rather just send the lawyer and you go handle it.
Absolutely.
But sometimes that's not enough, and I want to be clear with y'all about that. Sometimes you have to have an actual appearance alongside your counsel. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's as if y'all aren't there.
Null and void.
It's null and void. So you better figure it out. So, with that said, asking for a continuance is one way to get an advanced court date if you can, but you got to go and ask for it.
Yeah.
Another thing I've heard is a reason not to go to court. You think it's going to get dismissed. You think you're going to get a new court date. Or you think, oh, I know. You think they'll do what they're going to do. So, and that's called entering a default judgment. Uh-huh. Oftentimes, you know, that's by default, you did not come. You did not plead your case. Default judgment is $1.2 million in favor of the plaintiff or the defendant or whatever.
All right. That's your fault. Shit.
Right. So a lot of times people are like, oh, well, they'll just enter a default judgment and I'll come around on the back end and appeal. Again, coming around on the back end. Let me tell you how. I think I heard Suki laugh. People really think that. People really think that, Dustin. And let me tell you how uncommon it is. Mm-hmm. You're asking, think about what you're asking in that type of appeal, Dustin. You're asking a judge, and at this point, if it's appellate, you're asking potentially three judges, depending on how many are, you know, holding rank at that particular time in your area, to say, you know what? The judge came to work that day. The other lawyer came to work that day. The claimant came to work that day. The jurors all took off from their jobs and their children and families and came to do their duty, their civic duty that day. And the only motherfucker that didn't think enough of what was happening to even show up has the audacity to now ask us to revisit a case that all these other people already disposed of. What do you think the chances of that appeal
Slim
are?
Slim to none. Slim to none, just like your chances of everything in court. Slim to none. So the least you can do is show the fuck up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The least you can do is bring your ass to court. I just don't get it. And there is an opportunity there for you to have a favorable outcome.
You never know.
Look at how many celebrities we just saw Cardi B back and forth in court. She brought her ass to court. Listen. Was it Terrell Owens that just won against that Karen for filing a face police police report?
Sure did.
So these are
Victorious.
You have two.
Okay. Jackson Hole. We need to make that happen. Okay,
we
anyway,
do, and we will.
2023.
For sure. Yeah. But, like, I mean, you have to at least give a damn enough yourself to show up for these things.
Right.
What's the disconnect?
It's just so disrespectful. Like,
what's
no matter, picking? Again, I hate going to, I was a lawyer, and I used to get, I don't want to say the bubble guts, but you know, like
I don't even want to go to the food court. That's how you know.
It's nerve wracking. I get it. But the consequence of not going, y'all, is too severe. So, Antonio, I don't know. What is my situation looking like? Not my business. I do know you're not active in the league right now. Mm-hmm. I don't expect you to ever be again. So 1.2, probably not the move. But here you are. And like I said, chance for appeal on that type of verdict. As a default, again, y'all, this would look different even if he had come, he had presented his evidence, you know, Your Honor, you know, Madam Jury, four people, you know, I might have put my hands on this man, but I had no intention of hurting him in this way, They might have cut it in half. You know, you might have only had to pay $200,000. Yep. Might have had to only pay $100,000, whatever. The point is you did not even offer any kind of defense. So your ability to appeal and come back and make any type of negotiation, you have no leverage, sir.
Why would you even? But you know.
So you know that debt will be paid. Now, what we need to talk about on another episode of Holding Court, because we got to move on to these the Miss mm-hmm. Asian Doll. Mm-hmm. You have to tell me what she does. I assume she's a rapper.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. She's an artist. Pretty girl too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Looked at it like somebody auntie. Woo! Woo. Yeah. It's one of those days. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good,
thank
baby.
God for it. Luella, I thank God. Listen, we thank God for it.
Mm-hmm. We thank him. What was I going to say? Oh, we need to have a whole episode, jurors, and we will, about the actual value of a judgment in civil court. Mm-hmm. How to collect on one. We kind of touched on it a little bit when it related to Cardi and Tasha K.
Yes,
and
yes.
That, you know, and there's both sides of that argument, right, Dustin? There's the issue of, ooh, shit, for whatever reason, I forgot to go to court. I went to court and judgment was entered against me and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. And now I, according to court documents, I owe so-and-so $300,000 and I don't have it. What to do?
Right.
So I want to advise around that. And the other side, I got this piece of paper and it says that I'm owed. But until you get a collection, bitch, you got a piece of paper. How do you make that real?
Yeah, great thing. Great thing for us to dive into. Proper.
Write that down, Ashley Hobbs.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's get to Miss Asian Doll. Now, she said mm-hmm. she's a pretty girl. That's mm-hmm. good. She's a rapper. Mm-hmm. Can I get what demographic?
Asian Doll is in her 20s.
Okay, early 20s. Okay, great. Yep. And is she associated with any other acts that I might know?
Well, that you might know, no.
No.
But she was in a relationship with King Von. She ain't on Cash Money Records taking
right,
over, or
right,
she ain't
right.
no rope. No, no,
she
no.
Rough Rider.
No Murder Ink, none of that. No
she
Click.
Your daddy
you know,
no.
She ain't Slip and Slide. Okay, don't make me get started. Listen, I'll never forget the first time I heard that the baddest bitch. That dun dun dun.
That was such a good era. Yeah. Such a good era.
Yeah.
Okay, Anywho. So she's not with any collaboratives that I would know, but that's fine. Okay, so she is a rapper though.
A talented one too.
Excellent. And she was arrested in Georgia. Very common. This is just, you know, speeding and not having a valid driver's license. Mm-hmm. Lots of folks got suspended license for similar reasons. This was her situation. And she claimed she did not know she had warrants for her arrest for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then what had happened? Her active warrant was for a failure to appear in court on a previous marijuana possession charge and an obstruction of justice charge. So this was already at issue, Dustin. She had a warrant for the marijuana possession and the obstruction, and then she was arrested for speeding and not having a valid driver's license. They pulled up that marijuana possession warrant, and then she actually had to go to jail. Because, to be clear, if she was only pulled for speeding and not having a valid driver's license, probably wouldn't have been detained, to be candid. You know, I'm just trying to go back to my days in criminal court defending folks. You probably would have gotten a citation. You would have gotten a court date, and you would have had to face those charges because they are real charges in misdemeanor court. But I don't think they would have taken you in. The fact that she was detained, Dustin, and actually, you know, booked and all of that is because of the outstanding warrant for the marijuana possession and the obstruction charges and the failure to appear on those charges.
Yeah.
So this is yet another a case of not handling your business mm-hmm. in real time will always bite you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she posted her mugshot, Asian Doll, on Instagram. It's an interesting choice. To let her fans mm-hmm. know that she was in jail and the reasons why. So she posted this as her caption. She says this, Dustin. I was wanted for one whole year and didn't even know. I'll be back in 45 days. See you soon. She then went on to say this. It's a couple things I want to dissect here. So stay with me. Ain't nobody the realest friend I ever had. God is all I have. That's deep for a 45-day sentence. My mom, my dad, my sister, my brother. This is emo. Nobody could
dramatics.
Get, very,
my God.
Very. Okay, nobody could get me out of this situation except me. They don't want to give me a bond. Well, sis, when you didn't show up to court the first time. All right, until I'm home, don't worry about me or speak on me. I'm good. The longest I'll do is 45 days. I woke up this morning and see my whole face on the news. I'll be back home soon. All right. So the main thing I want to address in that is they don't want to give me a bond. Okay. Well, Asian Doll, here's the thing. Okay.
Ebony.
I know. That was, I just have to, this is who I am, Dustin. Sorry. Okay. So, ma'am, they're not going to give you a bond because you've already shown the court your propensity for not attending. And we talked about just what, 2-3 episodes on holding court, right, D? What are the conditions of bond release? Your ability to show up in court. That's the first consideration. So you failed the first prong of the test. So no, ma'am, Asian doll, you are not going to get a bond. Now, number two, one thing I do empathize with her on, Dustin, is she didn't know that she had a worn out for a whole year. Yeah. Now, that's real. It's like I said, it's a lot of y'all right now listening to this. Probably nervous.
And probably got them exact same
charges.
Exact same charges.
Because they are relatively small charges. They're pedestrian. You know, a little simple marijuana possession. We saw at a federal level, at least Biden just pardoned that to say that shouldn't even be a crime. And we know it shouldn't be a crime.
Which, for me, and I didn't mean to interrupt your train here.
Please do.
But like, because these are all such small, you know what I mean? Why is she sitting in jail? Like, a lawyer could not.
It's the failure to appear. So actually a brilliant question. That goes back to what I'm saying. If she had actually gone to court when she was supposed to on the simple possession of marijuana and the obstruction of charges, of justice rather, no way she'd be in jail. She is only in jail, Dustin. Even the, like I said, the reckless driving and the, what is it, suspended license?
Yeah.
Even that is not a, what do we call it? You know, this long COVID got me slow on my word choice.
That's all right.
Stay with me now. Oh, an active sentence.
Excuse me.
Those are not charges, Dustin, you see people getting no active sentence for.
Right.
Two things normally happen with those charges. The first two, let me go to it. Let me tell you what would have happened in North Carolina at the time I was practicing. You would have, if you have no real prior record, you go to drug court for that, at best. You go to drug court, you take some classes, you show up with a clean P test for a couple of months, that gets dismissed. Obstruction of justice, we would combine, the DA would put those in a package with the drug charge. You literally would have a full dismissal. You actually would have no real legal consequence, no record, no conviction, no nothing on that, had you gone to court. Because you didn't go to court, Dustin, that's the only reason she's in jail now. You're in court under a warrant for failure to appear.
I think she still doesn't get it, because if she did, she wouldn't have identified, you know, my parents, friends, nobody could get me out of this. Well, if you're powerless because you don't, you know, because of your FTA.
It's the circumstances.
If you're powerless, then no.
No, nobody can. Yeah, I was like, yeah, she's right about that. No, like, your lawyer can't help you. Nobody can help you because that is the nature of a fake. And that's why we're talking about this, y'all. We're not talking about Miss Asian Doll for any other. Can you show me a picture? I want to see
Asian Doll.
Let me see Asian Doll. Yeah, I just found out who Ice Spice was.
Yep, Ice Spice. That's right. This is Asian Doll.
Let me see Asian Doll.
She's the queen of drill music.
Ah, okay. No, she is a pretty girl. Oh, and this is the. I think she just wanted to post this mugshot because she beat.
It gave her a little cred. Little razzle dazzle.
She's a very cute girl. Very, very nice body. Okay. Nice to meet you, Asian.
That's Asian Doll.
Okay. And back to the 45 days. Yeah. You're doing that only, sis, because you did not show up for your first court date. So it's punitive. It is punitive by design. Yes. Let's say that part, right? It's punitive by design. It's punitive to say, play with the court's time if you want to.
Right.
Play with the court's time if you want to. What we going to do is get your ass on the back end. Charges that would have been dismissed. Charges that would have been, at worst, probation. Let's say you have 15 simple possession charges, which is terrible in terms of they shouldn't be charges. But let's say you did. Or what do you call it? Paraphernalia. You still would have gotten probation if you're the worst offender. Because that charge is simply not serious enough, Dustin, again, for what we call an active jail sentence. You're just not going to jail for that, period. Now, you know, some high-dollar larceny or some, you know, DUI. Yes, but not this kind of charge. You're only in jail, sis, because you failed to appear. Now, again, sometimes you just forget. Now, Antonio Brown, I'm not going to give you that because I don't think you forgot a $1.2 million case. But something simple like simple possession or license suspended, depending on your lifestyle, that might be casual for you. Not for me. That's on the calendar circled in red.
Priority one.
Yeah. Two and three. Okay. But you might have a lifestyle where that's just pedestrian for you.
So or
you
where might you've have delegated this to someone else to be like mindful of, and they dropped the ball and you didn't know scheduling wise.
That can happen, especially with, you know, these celebs. So you might have just really forgotten to show up. Here's something else that could have saved her from this situation. I'm actually really glad something you asked triggered me to explain this, and I'm glad you did. Another way that this could have played out, Dustin Ross, is had she at some point on her own accord remembered, oh, shit, I had court October 17th, and I forgot to go. Let me call my lawyer right quick. Then your lawyer can get that put back on the docket. Okay, but we have to do that manually normally so that we can address the failure to appear. What we do with that is then we show up, you and I, a Miss Asian Doll. It goes like this: Your Honor, myself and my client, Miss Asian Doll, would like to address the court's failure to appear warrant.
Yeah.
And we'd like to apologize to the court for her wasting of the time. We'd like to get the underlining charges. What are they? Simple possession and the obstruction of justice calendared. Recalendered, because we do want to be accountable for that, and we want to address those charges in court. And we'd like to ask the court to strike the warrant from her record. Recall the warrant. That's what you can do. You can recall the failure to appear warrant. And if the judge is so inclined and you don't have no long-ass track record of failure to appear, it will probably be that simple.
And it'll be in your favor.
In your favor. Again, proactivism is what we're talking about here today, y'all. But because she, listen, either you really forgot and it was still forgotten that you never, ever went to court. I don't know how you forget totally that you never went to court on these charges, sis. And then they had to essentially catch you in the streets doing some more wrong shit. In this case, no active license and speeding. That's, again, why you're in jail. Because you didn't proactively show up to get this warrant stricken.
Yeah.
And you did not reset your charges. Yeah. So now, by the way, they will also be reset. That's also going to be happening. So, yes, first you're going to serve these 45 days. And then they're going to put that simple possession and that obstruction charge back on the docket. And you better show up this time.
Please. Hey, come out the dollhouse, Asian. You're going to have to come on out the dollhouse for this one. Yeah. Take your ass to court, girl. And I think she will.
Oh, yeah. 45 days ain't no hoe.
Yeah.
You know,
no.
That's not cute. And that's especially, you know, for those of us that work, and she clearly works. So, no, that's punitive. So those are just a couple things about criminal FTAs, y'all. Even if it's a small charge, even if it's like, who cares? You don't want it to. It's almost like think of it like a cavity. You know, a tiny little cavity that you don't even feel, but your doctor tells you, you know, you need to handle that. And you say, because that's some shit I would do. I hate the dentist. And I love my dentist, but I hate the dentist.
Yep.
You know, okay, yeah, whatever, doc. And then next thing you know, I done told you. This is your once, I could barely see it on the x-ray. Now I can see it. Naked eye. It's getting bigger. And then the next thing you know, you got to have a whole root canal.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have a crown. And also financially.
And I know because I just did it. I just had to spend almost $4,000 at the dentist's office.
Yep, on something that, if that you're being honest, you could have handled
a long time ago. Yeah, it's totally my
fault. It's the perfect analogy to what we're talking about here, right? It's something that had she just gone to the first hearing, handled the simple possession, I'm telling you, it would have been probably dismissed at best probation. Now, because you didn't do that, now you got these other charges. You still got to go to court. You still got to go to court for that charge anyway. And you got this jail and you got a failure to appear all on your record now. Handle it right the first time, y'all.
Please, Asian Doll.
Pretty. Pretty girl. Okay. Mr. Todrick Hall. This was interesting to me. I remember I really became more familiar with him when he was starring on Celebrity Big Brother with Cynthia and
my girl
all
Cynthia
of that.
Wrong.
Yeah, that was not cute. My mom loves Celebrity Big Brother. My mom is such a gangster. She was like, he did a real wrong, but she actually liked the strategy.
See, I mean, it's the Big Brother. He played the game.
What she said. That's what my mom
said. Dirty game, but he played it very well.
Sometimes you get to get dirty, I guess, child. But then somebody said that when you play dirty, you never win. I don't know.
Well, he actually came in second, so maybe it's true.
Maybe it's true. He didn't win. That's true. So Todrick Hall has been ordered to pay $102,000 all in unpaid rent via a lawsuit. We got this one from TMZ. So Todrick was sued this year back in March for allegedly failing to pay back rent on a Sherman Oaks home. Sherman Oaks is a very nice kind of suburban area in the valley of Los Angeles. Great. Probably was a nice ass house because his monthly rent was $30,000. Probably had a pool, jacuzzi, all that.
It was gorgeous.
Nice shit.
I saw pictures of it. Yeah.
Well, clearly, yeah, because he put those on Instagram. Let me ask you this: when you saw the pictures, did you feel he owned the home?
Yeah, he presented it that way.
Okay, that's what I heard.
He got busted in a lie with this.
Yeah. It kind of like when Bow Wow was posting them fake private plane pictures.
Lying ass.
Right.
Why would you... Anyway.
No, I know. It's just so, like, come on. In this day and age, please. Okay, so gorgeous home, $30,000 a month rent in Sherman Oaks. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Sherman Oaks, but that's a lot. Like $30,000 a month in Beverly Hills versus $30,000 a month in Sherman Oaks, you live crazy. Yeah, you live in Sherman Oaks for $30,000 a month, to be clear. Well, apparently there were 3 months there, Dustin, where he did not pay the rent. Or maybe just two. No, excuse me, two. February and March, he failed to pay. So the judge ordered him to pay all of that back rent, along with $2,000 in legal fees. Well, he was ordered this because he also didn't show up to court. Now, on March 3rd, look at Dustin, throw your hands up. Throw the whole thing away.
My God.
He was then issued to allegedly pay a 3-day notice before this got to this particular court judgment. He was ordered to pay a 3-day, there was a 3-day notice that told him, this is from the landlord, excuse me, to say, pay the entire amount that you owe us or you're going to get evicted. He didn't respond to that either. So, landlord took him to court. Todrick didn't show. Default judgment was entered into. So, now he literally does have to pay this landlord $102,000 along with the legal fees. Handle it.
I just learn from this, right? Like, why is the presentation so important to you, you know, and why is the perception, you know, that others have of you so important? It's so important to you that you're willing to tell a lie like this that is going to, you know, slap you in the face later on. There's no shame in renting your home.
Absolutely not. I mean, in some, depending on your circumstance, and, you know, I'm all about home ownership and closing the wealth gap, and but depending on your circumstance, we do know there is a viable argument that in some cases, renting is better.
It's better, right?
Better financially, better convenience, just better.
So him, to me, going online saying, you know, finally, I bought my dream home after all these years of, you know what I mean? He really, like, amped it, like, you can do this if you...
it became an inspirational post.
He really amped
post.
It up, you know? And now it's like, nigga, you was lying. And you ain't
lying, Dustin, and not even paying
up. And not even paying it. Like, this is the most, like, you didn't even have to do this. So hopefully he learns from this. And there are a lot of people who have a lot of negative stuff to say about Todrick Hall. A lot of people. And I hate that this plays into that.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
I hate that this plays into that.
I mean, we can hate it, Dustin, but it also is like the facts are indicative.
You did this shit, bro.
Let me ask you this, Todrick. Let me ask you this, Dustin.
I ain't lied about a damn thing. I know. Wait a minute, goddammit.
I can
do a little 1-2, but you know.
No, okay. Let me ask you this about Todrick, Dustin. You're so silly. What is he doing now? So I understand because he had to move out of this house. Do we know anything about his next financial moves or positions?
I don't. What I do know, though, is that he has a potential to earn a lot of money, right?
Okay.
He's been touring.
That's what you were telling me.
Yeah. So Todrick started out, I was first familiar with Todrick because I used to be like an American Idol junkie, and I remember him during the audition process on American Idol.
Who won his season?
I don't. Don't give me the.
Don't give me the Todrick. This was Todrick because I know it's a whole verb now. But so this was past, like, because I'm trying to think when I stopped watching, like after the heyday, like, you know,
after
we saw
season
Ruben.
Three.
Well, no, because when was Ruben?
Season two.
Oh.
And then Ruben was season two, and then Fantasia and Jennifer and all of them were season three.
And when was Carrie Underwood?
Season four.
Okay, and
Carrie Underwood didn't play
at all.
She didn't. Remember when she sang "Alone" by Till Now?
Yes.
I was like, that's when I knew. I was like, this
that's
girl's
a star.
Okay.
That's a star. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize. I guess you're right. After like season four, I can't tell you too much about it.
Once Taylor Hicks, remember the guy?
With the gray hair.
So once he came through, even then I was starting to disconnect personally. Yeah. Much love to all the contestants or whatever that came after that. But I had just started to disconnect, you know? When I was, you know, in the grips of American Idol with seasons two and three. You know, those two seasons just had me.
Yeah.
So, but I remember Todrick from American Idol.
Okay.
And then I saw afterward he became really close friends with Taylor Swift. I think he danced for her, choreographed for her, something like that.
Again, that's a good friend to have.
And he has done international tours, very sold out shows. Yeah. He's earning the money.
Yeah, and that's what I think important. I'm glad that you're giving this context, Dustin, because no one's saying that this man is broke. Mm-mm. No one's saying that. There's a difference between...
But maybe not broke.
because they are different. Mm-hmm. There's also a difference between having money and actually paying your bills.
Huge difference.
Yeah. So this is, I think that people conflate those all the time. That's not really always the tea on that. Mm-mm. This is just simply saying he didn't pay the $30,000 a month that he owed this particular rent. And it could be as simple as if he got it like that, he just, because this is actually of all the stories we've covered today on today's episode, this is actually the simplest resolution.
Yeah.
You know, it probably is a situation, $102,000. Not that that's nothing, but I'm sure he has it. So he writes that check or initiates that wire transfer, probably more likely, and this goes away. And then the judgment goes away, and then he moves on with his career in life. As far as Miss Asian Doll, she's going to have to do every day of that 45 days because that's the nature of a failure to appear warrant. And then again, she's actually still going to have to deal with the possession charge and the obstruction charge and the suspended license charge and the speeding charge. So
yeah, we're going to get a nice little mixtape project after this, though.
Yeah.
I hope she called it 45.
45.
You know, yeah. Come out with the 45. You know, it's a double entendre.
I got it. I see what you did there.
Let's do this.
It's indeed.
I hate that for her, though. Yeah. She was in a relationship with another Chicago rapper named King Von that was murdered.
Oh,
it was really high profile. He was a really loved rapper, great artist, going way too soon.
Right.
But she was embroiled in a lot of like controversy with that relationship. Mm. And then afterward, you know, moving forward, trying to date other men, people gave her a really hard time. So I hate that this story is now attached to Asian Doll. You know what I mean? But
I mean, yeah, it's not a good look, but in terms
it's not
of
the worst.
It's not the worst.
Right,
yeah, and I think that's a good point of distinction, Dustin. Like, this is in the big scheme of the law and challenge, this is small shit.
Small potatoes,
you know, a little souffle.
I thought so too, you know, it's a little spinning light, the weed.
Yeah,
know,
that's it.
A little
red marble roast.
That's
them little marble
roasted
potatoes.
You're on a roll today, Andy, okay? Which I love.
So one thing I did say, again, not knowing too much about Todrick, if I wanted to give him a benefit of the doubt, going back to the YouTube video and the, you know, this is the house of my dreams and stuff, he could have been on a rent-to-own plan.
Maybe.
Just say that. Yeah. Because that surprisingly, like, I know growing up, that used to be a very common path to ownership.
Or don't say shit.
They ain't gonna never not say shit.
Just live in your house, bro.
Yeah, right.
And take pictures.
Yeah, right.
That's it. We never would have known any of this.
Again, when you do all that, you're now inviting the inquiry. Oh, Todd.
To information that's available on public record.
Oh, I'm actually glad you said that. I want to go back to Asian Doll for one second. Mm-hmm. For those of you jurors, if you at work right now with a pit in the bottom of your stomach wondering if whether or not you got some warrants, because I checked when I read the story.
Okay.
I went right to charlottemecklenburg.com. Listen, to the point of public record, I'm glad you said that. I'm serious. Wherever you live or you've been moving, go on and go to those county websites. Mm-hmm. The sheriff, that's where the warrants are.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Check out the local sheriff's website and check out the local police department's website. They almost all have a warrant search database.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look and see if you have any outstanding warrants.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, do not fret. Go on and call you a lawyer. Say, I have an outstanding warrant, an FTA from such and such, such and such. And if you got multiple of them, guess the good news. You can put all them shits on the same day.
In one.
Knock it all out at one time.
It's a bundle.
It's a bundle packet, like Spectrum. Uh-huh. Y'all heard. This is some good shit, y'all.
Yeah,
this is a very like informative episode of Home Decor. If you paying attention to dangers, you getting some free jewelry.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your lawyer, oh shit, I got the da da da. And in fact, let's say, you know, you've moved. A lot of people have moved in this pandemic, Dustin.
Yeah.
You no longer live where those warrants are. Depending on the charges, if they were low level enough, you can actually have your lawyer handle all that. You might not even have to go back to the jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all, do yourselves a favor. If you're unsure at all, go on and look them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's free, public domain. Go to your local sheriff, your local police department. Outstanding warrant search. Type your shit in there and see where you stand.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, if Asian Doll had done that, if she didn't wait the full year and had to be stopped with a new violation to find out about the old violation, she literally, this is not hyperbole, she would not be in jail right now. That's the fact. That she would have been stricken. Her possession charge would have been reset, and she could have handled that shit like a G.
Yep. She'll learn from this.
Oh, she's gonna be fine. Yeah, she'll be fine. I just want the jurors to go ahead and avoid this if they can.
Yeah,
go on and do that little quick warrant search.
Handle your shit,
and you'll be good to go.
Handle your shit. You know, we all done been through something.
Listen, you know, I had a whole deferred prosecution.
You know, listen. Life for me ain't been no crystal staircase.
If you don't shut your ass up, if you don't shut your old poetic ass up. Get out of here.
Ain't I a man? Okay.
And I'm a phenomenally woman. That's me. I'm not doing this with you. A dream deferred. Stop. Okay. All right. Join us next week, y'all. When court is going to be back in session.
Yes, we ain't going to get no FTA.
And no, because we do what? We appear.
We appear.
Okay.
We hold the court.
And we appear.
Okay. I am here
every
today.
Week. Your Honor.
Thank you.
In the meantime, y'all stay safe. Keep the faith. Go to court.
Please.
And what you want the people to do.
Read your terms and conditions.
That's right, y'all. Yes. Take care of them FTAs, y'all. Holding Court is an Interval Presents original production from Uppity Productions in association with Dossie Media. Executive producer and host, Ebony K. Williams. Co-host and producer, Dustin Ross. From Interval Presents, executive producers, Alan Coy and Jake Kleinberg. Produced, of course, by Ashley J. Hobbs. Editing, sound design, and mix by Stephanie Morell. Original music by Epidemic Sound. Video editing by Kason Alexander and Courtney Deans. Consultant, Carla Wilmaris. Special thanks to operations lead, Sarah Yu. Business development lead, Sheffy Ellen Swag. And marketing lead, Samira Still.